Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, so is it just me or did the Saints look totally unstoppable, invincible when they're trying to get Drew Brees a record? I mean, they just looked like there was nothing going to stop them last night.
Prime time in the dome. Drew yes. Brees going after the all-time passing touchdown record. That was fun to watch last night.
It really was.
Let's hope that the Saints at this point are peaking at the right time, maybe rounding into form. You know, Michelle, when Brees got hurt earlier this year, sort of my theory was with Brees down, the defense had to elevate. For that five-week stretch, they were the best defense in the NFL. Brees came back, and it almost felt like the defense could exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just did exhale a
yeah.
little bit. There's been some injuries as well, as we know, with Marcus Davenport and Sheldon Rankins. They've had a couple of linebackers injured as well. But they're as close to as whole as they're going to be, again, for the rest of the year. They've now added Janoris Jenkins, picking him up in off of waiver, so that's another cornerback they can add. Last night was about Drew Brees becoming the NFL singles or a career passing touchdown leader. And sports sometimes offers us great parallels, Michelle. Like, Drew Brees breaking a record held by New Orleanian Peyton Manning against Manning's former team in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Sometimes sports provides us those pretty cool parallels, and last night was one of them, and it was another notch in the belt of a Hall of Fame career for Drew Brees, and that was phenomenal to see. Now, he's a couple of touchdown passes ahead of Tom Brady, so when Brady plays on Saturday, he theoretically could pass Brees, and then Brees will pass him again. It's going to volley back and forth, you would assume, almost like what happened with the college football career wins record with Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden for a lot of years. Just a matter of who plays longer and ends up with the record. My money would be on Brees younger and will probably keep playing longer in this offense. But most importantly, and I think Drew would even say this himself, most importantly, as the Saints went out last night, they won 34-7, so they kept pace for... They need help, but they still have a shot at getting the top seed in the NFC. And most importantly, the defense looked right again. And if that defense shows up through the playoffs, the Saints are going to be a nearly unstoppable team.
Yeah.
But they needed a performance like that, a nice bounce back. Now they get a short week. They got to go to Tennessee, which is also vying for seeding in the AFC playoffs. So this is a really tough road game outdoors. But the Saints look like, fingers crossed, they're back on track to what we all thought this team could be at the start of the season, and that's a Super Bowl favorite.
Good stuff. Great news. What a great day to be a football sports fan here in South Louisiana, and that is definitely putting it lightly. Matt's Moment to air daily right around this time and re-aired right around 6:40. And daily posted on my blog at eagle981.com, thanks to my buddy Cameron Fontenot, and presented daily by Good Eats Kitchen, online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. I, once again, speaking of favorites, had my Thai coconut shrimp for lunch yesterday because it's so good. Everything they have is good at Good Eats Kitchen. Takes no time at all to warm them up in the microwave. And whenever you're busy, like we've all been busy this holiday season, it's so nice just to be able to tell the kids, hey, we've got some Good Eats in the fridge. Go fix you something. And there's something for the kids, something I love. I have a favorite in the Thai coconut shrimp, obviously. My husband is like Matt, and he loves anything with the bison in it. They've got breakfast options with the bison. They've got the bison chili, which is fantastic and perfect for weather like this. You can also pick up a Good Eats gift card, $50, $100 online. You can get a voucher for it too at mygoodeatskitchen.com or pick it up at any of their retail locations. 3 in Baton Rouge, 1 in Lafayette. Again, online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. Mention Matt's Moment, get 20% off.